Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Oh, okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works every time.
I know you've been waiting all the year for this. A pet's night before Christmas. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was...
What do you mean, I can't do it yet? I can't do it yet? It has to wait? Darn it. But you'll hear it! That's the good news. I know you've been waiting. Also, if you could think of a city that might be called the City of Dogs, what would that city be? Think about it. We'll find out. Ken Foster has written a book called The City of Dogs. What city did he choose? We'll find out. Also, it's not only about what we feed our cats, and now the American Association of Feline Practitioners has even weighed in on this issue, and they agree it's how we feed our cats. So, yes, a great debate continues. Moist food, dry food, what is it? Well, I'm not going to talk about that. I think it's a worthy conversation to have, but I think a worthier conversation to have is how we feed our cats. It turns out we might be feeding them all wrong. All of that and your telephone calls at 866-554-PETS. I'm a certified animal behavior consultant, and what I'm here most to do is to talk to you to help you. 866-554-7387. Vanessa in Ontario, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
You can tell I got excited about Ontario.
That's good.
So how can I help you?
I have a cat that is driving us absolutely insane.
Oh, no.
She's a really good cat. Like, I think she might be like a little bit of a special needs kitty. She had a brother, and he ended up moving out to a farm because he wanted to be an outdoor cat, and where we live is just not a good neighborhood for cats to be outside. It's too busy, too much traffic.
I think that's smart to keep the cat indoors.
Yes. So he's happy now. He rolls the roost. She was really happy, actually, when he first left, because he used to beat her up a little bit. So she started coming out of her shell. She used to be a really scared, timid, quiet cat. She now is very much out of her shell. She comes and sees us. She's not so afraid of strangers anymore. I'm still a little bit skittish, but not too bad. But where the problem is that she just screams all the time. And I mean literally screams, not meows, screams. She stands there
all the time?
All the time. Like, right now she might be sleeping, so lucky us, she's not screaming. But she does it all hours of the night. She does it whenever, I'm assuming, when she wants attention. I've tried having playtime, pet time. You know, I've tried doing activities for her so that, you know, during the day when we're not home, you know, she can always find a toy or a treat or her food.
Good.
Talk to a vet. That doesn't, they just seem to say that, well, this is, it is what it is kind of deal. And we're actually to the point where it's driving us absolutely bonkers, and I don't know what to do.
All right. How's her hearing?
Well, when she wants to listen, it seems to be pretty good.
Do you know that your cat hears or has, quote, normal hearing for a cat?
Well, I've clapped beside her or behind her before, and it seems to be, like, she seems to be receptive. And when I call her for treats or anything else, she seems to be, that she comes right away.
In the other room, and she doesn't see that you're there. So, in other words, okay, so she, you're certain she hears?
Yeah, like I'll call her, she'll be down in the basement, and she'll come running up.
Okay,
yep.
That was the first rule out. You said it yourself, attention-seeking. So, when she screams, what do?
Well, we've tried ignoring her. We've tried using the squirt bottle.
No. Let me back up a step. Have you completely, absolutely, positively ignored her, and for enough time? So, let me explain. It's called... Actually, there's a technical term for it. It's like putting out a fire.
Yeah.
It's called extinguish. So what happens is, if you can imagine a bell curve, it's like, do you have kids?
No.
Okay, I don't either. But people who do tell me this, that at some point in time, when they're, it always happens with a two-year-old, I guess, but when the two-year-old says, I want another bedtime story, and then another bedtime story, and mom just says, no. It actually gets worse before it gets better.
Okay.
So if you ignore the, you know, and then mom gives in, and the kids learn very quickly, oh, well, if I scream even louder, then I get the, or longer, I get the attention.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to hang in there for a while. You've got to. Now it's gotten worse, probably. So
it's brutal. Like, she'll just stand there, she'll look at you, she'll scream, and then she runs away.
Huh? I don't know for sure, but it really sounds like attention seeking,
mm-hmm.
and that your cat thinks this is a game, and that at some point in time, if your cat screams loud enough and long enough, you'll do something. And even if it's squirting your cat in the face, for some cats, that's interesting. And even if it's not the kind of attention you'd think your cat wants,
mm-hmm.
They're cats. And like little kids, sometimes they will, I mean, little kids will be naughty knowing they're going to get spanking.
Mm-hmm.
And our cats and dogs can be the same way. They will do anything sometimes for attention, even if that attention is negative attention.
Okay.
So, as a first step, I would hang in there for a couple of weeks and see if you see it get worse, because that would be normal. And that would be a good sign in a way, because that means it probably is attention sinking.
Yeah.
And then if it gets worse, you know that there is a light at some point at the end of the tunnel, and it will get better.
Okay, so now if I ignore her,
everyone in the house.
Okay, so we'll ignore her. But, you know, I mean, there has to be some time where she gets attention, correct?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's the other side of the coin. Thank you. What you want to do is give your cat attention for what you feel is appropriate behavior, which means quiet. So whenever your cat is quiet, you can even say, what's your cat's name?
Myra.
Myra, you're being so quiet. Oh, how sweet. You're so quiet. And use that word over and over. And,
mm-hmm.
and talk sort of softly, you know,
mm-hmm.
And pet the cat. And play with Myra, all when she's quiet. And when she starts screaming, give everyone in the house should like walk to the other side of the house and close the door behind them.
Okay.
So your cat kind of gets a timeout, and that becomes the punishment: you being separated from your cat and everyone else in the household disappearing, rather than giving your cat attention.
Perfect. Okay.
Now, if it doesn't work, call and let me know.
Okay.
But I'm thinking, just based on your description, that's a real strong possibility. That's the first. That is what I would try first. Along with definitely make sure. And it sounds like you're doing most of these things very well.
giving your cat lots of exercise, lots of things to do, not offering 100 toys, but like 3 or 4 different toys and rotating those toys,
mm-hmm.
And providing novel experiences in the environment. So one day you get a delivery from the UPS guy and you place the empty box in the middle of the room. And then
yep.
the next day you take that empty box, you put it in another room, put catnip inside, you know, mm-hmm. and provide some activity or enrichment for your cat. It sounds like you're doing those things. It sounds like you're giving your cat exercise. Keep that in mind. Keep it in mind that you want to positively reinforce what you do like and just ignore what you don't like, knowing it may get worse before it gets better.
Okay.
Will you let me know what happens?
I will. I will send you an email and let you know.
Okay, or call us back.
All right.
Either
Thank
way.
You.
Either way. All right. Thank you very much. Our phone number, 866-554-PETS. That is a cat that is pretty much running the household. Happy holidays to all of you. And as you have the family over, Uncle Frank, Aunt Gloria come over, and they're feeding your pet when you're not looking, remember that, okay, maybe, depending on your pet, the truth is, even though I'm not supposed to say this on the radio, a little bit of turkey, a little bit of ham, a little bit of chicken, if there's no fat or skin on it, which is really important, is probably okay. But remember, we're talking maybe about a 12-pound dog, an 8-pound cat. So a slice of turkey? A slice of turkey? Would be like us eating a quarter of a bird. Because, I mean, those animals are so small. And even for that larger dog, be sure the fat or skin is gone, because otherwise pancreatitis can happen. And that is not a good thing. That could mean hospitalization for your pet. It can be very painful for your pet, painful for your wallet, because now you've got a veterinary visit to worry about. Next, the moment you've been waiting for. It's a holiday tradition, a holiday treat, a pet's night before Christmas. Very dramatic.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
The temperatures are dropping, the snow is falling, the streets and sidewalks are ice-packed, and your dog is giving you that look, you know that look. He wants to go outside. He wants a walk. What's a dog owner to do? A dog owner like you hops off that cozy couch, bundles up, and takes your dog outside with joy because you use Safe Step SurePaws Ice Melter, designated a safer choice by the U.S. EPA. Safe Step SurePaws quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your vegetation. And because it uses magnesium chloride, it's more effective at melting ice and safer for your family and your pets. You'll use 75% less product and rock salt to achieve the same results, so you'll save money too. Melt the ice around your home safely this winter. Find Safe Step SurePaws online at safestepmelters.com or at a retailer near you. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
You're listening to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World, and now it is the time you've been waiting for. It's an annual holiday tradition. As long as we've been doing this program, 'twas a pet's night before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, especially the mouse, because that mouse knows who's in the house. Oh, there's Fido, there's Fluffy, there's Duchess and King, on Rover, on Scruffy, with that squeaky thing. Oh, his eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. When Rover licked his nose, it tasted like sherry. Merry Christmas to all!
and to all, a good night.
And Christmas, of course, is about peace on earth. It's about love, really, right? And we know that people who abuse animals are more likely to be violent to other people as well. So this is how this all ties in with animals. My hope is that if people are kinder to animals, good thing for the animals, right? But maybe a good thing for all of us, for one another as well. As Mahatma Gandhi said, the greatness of a nation and its moral progress can be judged by the way its animals are treated. He was right about that. To you, your families, happy holidays. I'm Steve Dale. Coming up next, we visit the City of Dogs. What city do you think might be viewed or thought of as the City of Dogs? We'll find out.
Have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Ken Foster has been on this show many times talking about many books, often a topic that we'll get to, those dogs that look like dogs we call pit bulls. But this book is called The City of Dogs, New York Dogs, Their Neighborhoods, and the People Who Love Them. Ken! I think of New York City, I think of a city of neighborhoods, you know, but New York is kind of an overwhelming place, and I think a lot of people think it's a giant metropolis, and it's hard for them to break down, or maybe as a tourist, you just haven't visited all the neighborhoods or any of them, pretty much. But New York City is a city of dogs, really, a lot of dogs in New York, and it's a city of neighborhoods, is it not?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people who own dogs in the city really gain a bigger appreciation for their community and their neighborhood because of their dog. Dogs like to take us exploring parts of our own neighborhood or even into the next neighborhood that we might not have ever gone to without them. And so it's one of the things we wanted to show in the book is how diverse the city is, how many you know, truly almost small town like neighborhoods exist in this huge city, and also how dogs play a role in all of those neighborhoods.
Well, in fact, dogs are like the back porch for big cities. They don't have back porches. It's not Savannah, Georgia in New York City. But dogs are kind of that extension into the community and the people who live there. I know that when I walk our dogs, I meet people that I otherwise never would have met. And in some cases, they live five doors down.
Absolutely. And it's one of the things that struck me as a first-time dog owner in the city many years ago is I suddenly was, you know, I mean, I'd always been able to talk to people who weren't part of my circle, but I didn't. But I got a dog, and then suddenly I was talking to people who were from completely different sort of fields of business, you know, and it opened up the whole world to me. And I think that's one of the things, again, that the book shows is all these connections that are made through dogs, families that form around a dog. You know, couples that get married because the dog approved on their first date.
It's true, though. Yeah.
And it really sort of makes a big city like New York suddenly seem much smaller and much warmer than we might have imagined it to be. And one of the things going around and doing the book with Treyer Scott, who did the photographs, which are amazing, is, you know, a few of these people we sort of knew, or we knew a friend who knew somebody, but for the most part, we knew nothing about them, and they knew very little about us, and we came into their lives, and really because we knew the one thing that we had in common was that we all love dogs, people opened their doors to us and talked openly about many things that that were really kind of surprisingly intimate as far as sharing with a stranger, but it was really because we were there about our love of dogs that made that possible.
And to me, this isn't about, although it is about the interesting neighborhoods of New York City, which adds flavor to the book, but it really more is about people and their dogs. And these people really could live anywhere. And their stories, for the most part, they could be from anywhere. So it's, yeah, New York City's a sort of a backdrop for this, but it's really not about that. It's about the human-animal bond and stories about the interrelationships with people and their dogs.
Yeah, it's about the things that we all sort of have in common at our core, no matter where we may choose to live, and stories of, you know, dogs that have helped people through illness and dogs that have inspired people to be more ambitious in their career. All of that, I think people will find familiar whether they're New Yorkers or not.
Now, The images, as you mentioned, are stunning. But the images are big dogs, little dogs. You write about mixed breed dogs. You write about pedigree or purebred dogs. There are these dogs that I call American dogs. They are all American dogs. Probably the most popular dog in America, like it or not. You would look at that dog and say, that dog is a pit bull. That dog is really just a mixed breed dog. I know you feel the same way, that all dogs are just individuals.
Absolutely. I mean, and the fun thing was there are a lot of those big-headed dogs in this book, but they're there often in groups with, one of my favorite pictures in the book is a family in the Bronx on Arthur Avenue, which is Little Italy, and they've got a Chihuahua, a big-headed American dog, and a standard poodle. And it's like, and they're all dogs.
Yeah.
The bottom line, you know.
Well, if there were a city of dogs, Ken Foster would be the mayor. Ken, thank you so much.
Thank you.
866-554-PETS. That's how you reach us. 866-554-7387.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is radio. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
This is BizTalk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at BizTalkRadio.com. This is BizTalk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at BizTalkRadio.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19. Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Smarter than your average bear, and not as grouchy. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, they say sometimes I am as grouchy, even grouchier. Our phone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-PETS. Have I ever sounded grouchy? I don't think so. Brittany in Georgia, you're on the radio. Do I sound grouchy to you?
No, you don't sound grouchy at all.
This is why I love you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call, Steve.
It's my pleasure. Yes, what's going on?
Well, I have a liability of a dog right now. He is a fence jumper.
Uh-huh.
And it's been tough on me basically because I can't leave him unattended, and I can't take him now with me to anyone else's home, and I don't want to put that burden on them when my going to do me a favor by keeping my dog. I've got a 5-foot chain link fence that he can jump over. Mm-hmm. And I think he's been doing it to chase the squirrel.
Sure.
The problem is that I can't catch him in the act. And so there's no way to really discipline him. You know, I catch him when he's outside the fence, but I know he's a dog and he can't put it all together.
No, well, no, I wouldn't even bother doing that for the reason you just explained. Now, the couple of options here. What kind of dog is this?
He's a certified mutt. He's probably got a little bit of pit bull, maybe some German Shepherd lab, and he's got a whole lot of everything.
Everything.
He's a large dog, though.
Okay. Well, you know, here are some options. You could build a higher fence. You could get one of those, and I don't mean to mention the brand name here. One of the here's one way, electronic fences. You know, so your dog wears a collar and is trained. If I go up to a certain point, because it's all either underground or just above ground, depending on the kind you buy, then I get zapped. But the problem is, and the reason why I hate these, is because if the motivation is enough, and maybe it won't be for 5 years, but it's that one squirrel, and the motivation is just enough. You've got a dog who is potentially a dead dog because your dog's hit by a car, or your dog gets lost. And, you know, I mean, I am just not a fan of these. And I also don't like the idea of shocking our dogs. You know, I mean,
and that's kind of what I was going for. It was more of a change of behavior. I'm renting my house, and so they won't let me install those fences that you're speaking of. But he's jumped one of my friends now. I think it's almost a 6.5-foot privacy fence.
Well, you see,
dog needs to be in the Olympics.
So that's the problem, and it's a question I get frequently. And the answer is I don't have an answer except to say what I just said. Or the following. You are out there with your dog. You're supervising your dog. I am not a proponent of a backyard being a babysitter anyway, because dogs get bored. And when they get bored, they dig under fences or jump over them or bark at the people walking by them. And ultimately, the dog then develops or digs in the garden. Whatever the bad habits are, that's how they're developed. And your dog is just being a dog. Your dog is seeing a squirrel and running after the squirrel. Who doesn't have a dog that does that? I mean, that's, you know, that's what dogs do. It's just that there's a fence in the way, so your dog says, oh, it's even more fun if I leap over the fence.
Right.
And I worry about your dog getting hurt that way. If it's a high enough fence, your dog could twist the wrong way just once and get hurt. I mean, this isn't a good scenario in any way. So the answer is either to get an electronic fence, which I'm not a fan of. I'm just offering that possibility. I am not recommending that, but people do it. So that would be one possibility. Or do you really, the best is for you to be out there with the dog, supervising the dog. And if not, the dog just isn't out there, which, you know, in Atlanta or Georgia anyway, where you are.
No, Atlanta, yes.
Okay, you know, it's right now probably 100 degrees.
Oh, yeah. It's in the morning when I'm, you know, I'll go to take a shower, and I just want to put him out 5 or 10 minutes, you know, let him sniff around, do his deal. And I come back, and he's gone, and I'm like, you know. It's just one of those moments where I want him to be able to enjoy the yard. That's why I got a house for the yard.
I understand, but the truth is, unless you're out there, most dogs don't enjoy it all that much anyway. Because what they do is it's you that they want. So the dog runs around, sniffs a couple times, right? And says, oh, this squirrel's been here, this squirrel's been here. Oh, I've got to pee, and does that. And either then gets into trouble like your dog does or just lays down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what else does a dog do in the yard by himself or herself?
Right.
I mean, unless there's someone there to play with. Now, I guess you can get another dog. And the possibility is then you'll have one reason for the dog to stick around is that there'll be enough to do in the yard, or you'll have two fence jumpers because your dog will teach the other dog to jump also.
Oh, goodness. Well, I appreciate your help, and I'll definitely take a couple of these things into consideration. Maybe when I own the house, I'll be able to make some better fence decisions.
I mean, sometimes you can provide an enrichment toys like Kong toys, and we'll send you one of those. That you stuff things inside, bury it a bit in the yard. Now you've got a dog who's digging. But sometimes, if you give enough to do for your dog in the yard, there'll be no reason to jump to the other side. Your dog will be preoccupied. I mean, I don't know how close you are to traffic, but if the dog jumps the fence, there's that. There's the possibility that your dog will get skunked if you're out in the forest somewhere. I mean, a lot can happen to a dog without a person there.
Yeah, he's definitely a wanderer at times. Not a runner, which is good, but he will wander for a little while.
Yeah, yeah, and then maybe forget how to get back home. Keep him indoors in air conditioning with you, and when you can go out with the dog, then you go out together.
Sounds like a plan.
This is exciting to me. Coming up next is our email question of the week that we do every week at this time. And a couple of weeks ago, I answered a question about how to pill cats, give a cat a pill. Not easy. Well, here's a similar question right here about someone who's having a tough time with a dog. And dogs can be, at times, a challenge to pill. So I've got a solution that will work, guaranteed, or your money back. And, of course, email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. So sometimes we're confusing. People are confusing, right? Well, how about our dog? So coming up next, our email question of the week. And incidentally, you can email me, and I hope you do, steve@petworldradio.net. Maybe we will choose your email. So here's a dog that says, I want to be picked up. And then the person goes to pick up the dog, and the dog growls. Does the dog want to be picked up or not? What's going on with this dog? Is this dog crazy? We'll find out next. The temperatures are dropping, the snow is falling, the streets and sidewalks are ice-packed. And your dog is giving you that look, you know that look. He wants to go outside. He wants a walk. What's a dog owner to do? A dog owner like you hops off that cozy couch, bundles up, and takes your dog outside with joy because you use Safe Step SurePaws Ice Melter, designated a safer choice by the U.S. EPA. Safe Step SurePaws quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your vegetation. And because it uses magnesium chloride, it's more effective at melting ice and safer for your family and your pets. You'll use 75% less product and rock salt to achieve the same results, so you'll save money too. Melt the ice around your home safely this winter. Find Safe Step SurePaws online at safestepmelters.com or at a retailer near you.
Catago for Cats presents a quick joke from a cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree? Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago. Made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Signs like increased thirst or decreased grooming can be easy to miss. That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year to help prevent health problems before they become serious. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, we highlight the year 2018. Some of the interviews that we did, I mean, the big pet stories of the year, and a couple of them had to do with the Food and Drug Administration Center for Veterinary Medicine saying, we're concerned about some of our pet foods because some dogs are now getting a kind of heart disease we didn't typically see. We're also concerned about some flea and tick products. Also, a product called Fela Scratch turned out. This is a pheromone, a natural occurring pheromone that says to cats, scratch here, which will hopefully minimize, and I think it's already begun to happen, the number of declaw we've seen. 2018 was the year of the dog movie, it seemed, right? There were several dog movies out, including the Benji franchise came back, and we spoke to the creator of Benji, Joe Camp, and those are just some of the highlights. Many more you will hear next week on the show.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard, Afoxolaner.
Cold weather may stop ticks, but don't count on them stopping for long, and we should not stop giving our dogs their monthly protection. It only takes a day or so of warm weather to get the ticks moving again, according to Dr. Thomas Mather of the Tick Encounter Resource Center.
A lot of people like to stop for some reason. If you don't see a tick for a few days or a week, they think tick season is over. I watched the Super Bowl. It was 2 degrees in Minnesota. We got a tick the next day from somebody. They had it on their butt cheek, they said. And it had to be cold in Minnesota. So where did that tick come from? So they're out there.
Well, that got a little personal. But now you know the ticks are out there. But that doesn't mean your dog has to be their next meal. Speak with your veterinarian about an appropriate tick control product for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, Afoxolaner. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Great simple words.
You've got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve at petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, our 4.5-year-old toy poodle comes to us and says, "Pick me up." Then we go to pick him up and he growls. This behavior began about 9 months ago. Is this normal? Are we doing something wrong? From Hester in Florida. I'm pretty certain you're doing nothing wrong. Here's perhaps what is going on. Here is a dog that I'm assuming always liked to be picked up, and now this is a change of behavior. If I am correct about that, anytime there's a change in your pet's behavior that is kind of like an overnight change, I mean, something that happens quite suddenly, anytime, dog, cat, bird, doesn't matter, then I'm wondering why. Could it be a medical explanation? So if you go to pick up your dog and for whatever reason it hurts, maybe your dog hurt his back, but for whatever reason it hurts, that's what the growling is about. So that is one real possibility that it may hurt to be picked up. So as much as your dog wants to be comforted, like we all do, right, in general, and when we're not feeling well or when something hurts, and then you're comforted and not so much because you're making it really hurt, that's what the growl is about. If you follow that, that's at least one possibility. Another thing you could do is have your dog sit for a treat first and then sit beside the dog and then gently reach for the dog. Maybe something happened with a family member where the dog was picked up and maybe dropped or hurt in some way, and the dog still wants to be picked up, still loves that attention, but is concerned that something may happen as a result. So picture this. Sit down right next to the dog. Either I have the dog jump on a sofa next to you, or you sit on the floor, whatever is easiest for you, and have the dog, as you give the dog a treat, just reach over and touch the dog, and then that's it. Then reach over and touch the dog and lift a little bit. That's it. Then reach over on day number 3 and touch the dog, lift up a little bit more, and put the dog in your lap. Then from there you go to pick up the dog. If everything is going okay with the dog in the lap part, up to that point you probably could pick up the dog. And maybe, as I described, something happened with somebody in the house or some visitor to the house even where the dog wants to be picked up but no longer trusts that to happen. But again, I'd consider asking your veterinarian because I am concerned that something medically may be going on with your dog. You can email me your questions, Steve at petworldradio.net. Coming up next, the conversation with Dr. Liz Bales, following advice given by the American Association of Feline Practitioners about how to feed our cats.
We've trained him so well, he'll be back in 2 minutes. Stay tuned for more of Steve Dale's Pet World.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
3414. Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
I've been saying for a very long time, it's not only what we feed our cats, and maybe too much emphasis is placed there rather than how we feed our cats. And Dr. Elizabeth Bales, I know, happens to agree with that philosophy. And now so does the American Association of Feline Practitioners, Dr. Bales.
It's really an exciting time to be a part of cat wellness.
So how should we be feeding our cats? We tend to feed them like I think we feed ourselves. You know, we put out a bowl and then we scarf it all down. That's how I eat, you know. The food is on the food. You've seen me eat, you know. The food is on the plate. The food is on the plate, and we just, in our case, use the knife and fork, maybe. And there it goes. It's inhaled. It disappears. Cats don't eat that way, do they?
They don't, and we're well-meaning. We're trying to treat our cats the best way we know how, like they're our babies. But unfortunately, their bodies don't work like human babies' bodies work. What cats need is to hunt, interact with, and then eat many small meals throughout the day and night.
Now, how do you do that as a cat owner? So what we tend to do is one of a couple things. We just feed them at specific times, usually for most people, twice a day. We put the food in the bowl, and as I said, they scarf it down if we're lucky. And sometimes they don't, and we wonder, okay, we assume the cat's just being finicky, but the cat is, in fact, doing what you're about to talk about. The other way we do it is we just leave out food all the time, and the cats eat, and we fill it up, and the cats eat, and we become an automatic food dispenser. Neither one is healthy for the cats.
And that's exactly right, and it's not physically healthy because now 60% of our cats are now overweight or obese. But it's also not behaviorally healthy. In fact, our shelters are full of cats with behavior problems that actually come from denying them their natural instincts. And when we understand what those natural instincts are and we can give them back through the mealtime process, our cats are happier and healthier.
So what can we do about it?
Well, this was the problem. Nothing existed. And so we all just kept putting back down the bowl, except for a few very, very creative people like you, Steve Dale. And I got very frustrated with that. So I invented a solution. My solution is called the indoor hunting feeder. So it's just three little mice that have a plastic cavity inside and a soft fabric exterior. You take your day's food, you split it as you would have filled your morning bowl and your night bowl. You take that portion in the morning, fill three mice before you go to work, and hide them around the house. Before you go to bed at night, pick them back up and refill those three mice and hide them around the house. And that's it.
And this
now your cat actually gets to hunt for, use their all their predatory instincts like their scent, and then find that mouse and play with it to empty out that really 1.5 to 2 tablespoon portion of food. Your cat's stomach is only the size of a ping pong ball.
Mm-hmm. So what
that's the size of a mouse, right? So that's what they should be eating multiple times throughout the day and night.
So what we're doing is we're activating their prey drives, you know. So I want cats to be indoors. I know you do, too. They live longer lives. They live healthier lives overall if they're indoors. But we know that without an enriched environment, and this is part of the secret sauce to enriching that environment, that they're more likely to have all sorts of medical problems, potentially.
That's right.
And behavior problems, as you mentioned. So by letting cats be cats, is that kind of the best way to put it?
That's it. Let's just recreate nature inside for them. And some people may be willing to release 3 or 4 mice or lizards before they go to bed and before they go to work in the morning. But if that's not your bag, you can do this with the food you're already feeding now with the indoor hunting feeder.
Well, you can see the indoor hunting feeder, videos of exactly what we're talking about, on the website, which is
docandphoebe.com.
That's Doc, D-O-C, and Andy, Phoebe, P-H-O-E-B-E.com. And by the way, this is exciting. You, I know, support the Wynn Feline Foundation, a funder of Cat Health Studies, a non-for-profit organization. And how can people help all cats if they purchase your product?
Well, this is really the world-class feline institution. So we're super excited to help support what the work that they're doing is. You can, when you go on and buy one of our feeders, in the coupon code, you can put in CATSWIN, and we will donate 10% of the proceeds to, 10% of the sale price, actually, not just the proceeds, 10% of the sale price to the Wynn Feline Foundation.
Thank you for creating the indoor hunting feeder, Dr. Liz Bales. Thanks.
Thank you.
Next week, highlights of the year 2018.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.